When you're with Amex Business Platinum, you have the card that helps you do more of what you love. Like a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. And with 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, going the extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Hey, order up!
Small Business Saturday is right around the corner. And so is that shop you've been meaning to check out. On November 30th, support your local community by shopping small on Small Business Saturday, founded by American Express.
Bitcoin, you've obviously been in Bitcoin for a long time, so you know the vicious cycles of pullbacks and so.
Thankfully so.
Yeah, the crypto winters, right? Are we out of that phase and it's just the normal investment cycle where we just have pullback? We don't have 50, 40, 70% pullback, or could we potentially see another drastic pullback?
I think we won't go back below 72,000 for the next 18 months. I just don't think we will. We've spent so much time in that, you know, consolidating new highs, took the high out. I think we measure 97,000 is our next target, 100,000. And then we might get into a range between 180 for a while before it goes up again. But if you go back below the election day, something went wrong.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to get really nervous.
What do you think? No, go ahead, Troy.
I was gonna say one of the things that people obviously they've watched this phenomenon for the past 5 to 6 years very closely. Maybe they got involved, maybe they didn't. But one of the things that holds people out is the trust. And so you brought up stable coins. Obviously, USDT leads in that space. What are your thoughts around USDT? And is there another stable coin on the rise that can help bring or encourage that trust in this space?
Well, listen, so Tether is, you know, the dominant coin for a lot of reasons, right? Chinese moving money offshore, people using it for liquidity. But Tether doesn't share the interest difference between where treasury bills are and zero with anybody, right? It's one of the great businesses I've ever seen. So the team that owns Tether make a fortune. Howard Lutnick, Trump's head of transition, is very involved with Tether. He's facilitates their buying and selling of treasuries. So it's a big business for him. So he's got a vested interest in keeping that dog alive. Jeremy Allaire with USDC, you know, he's the US-based regulated stablecoin. He keeps most of those profits himself. So he's fighting for his, you know, regulation. This is a national security discussion. Right now, stablecoins own about, they're like the 15th largest owner of treasuries in the world, right? We issue treasuries to fund our debt. I would tell you 4 years from now, they'll be the third or the fourth largest owner of treasuries in the world, right? And so if you're the Secretary of Treasury, who's responsible for funding this giant deficit, do you want someone who controls $1 trillion maybe of treasuries to be regulated in the US? Or do you want to be sitting in Europe or in Montenegro or, you know, who can always say, hey, I'm selling them? Mm. Right? I think you're gonna see stablecoin legislation that really favors the home turf because it's national security. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have foreign ownership, but I'm guessing everything's going to have to be here in the U.S. But I don't know. That's just my guess.
A two-parter for you. Speaking of treasuries, the bond market's been down since 21. When do you think we'll recover? And then as far as debt to GDP, what do you think happens first? Us going to 150, unfortunately, or dropping to 100 within the next maybe 5 to 7 years?
Well, that's the $50,000 question.
Yeah.
Listen, I pray we go down. You know, how do you do that? You have to inflate away your debt quietly. That means running inflation at 4% but not letting it go to 10%
mm-hmm.
or 15%. And so it's a really tricky job that the next Secretary of Treasury and Fed governor have. I hard plane to land, that if you put a gun to my head, 150 is more likely than 100. But I'm praying every night, literally as a good American, that we get to 100.
You got another part to that question here?
Oh, just on your thoughts on when you thought the bond market overall would recover. It's something I've been talking about for a while. We've been down since 2021. Do you think there'll ever be an uptick back in TOT?
You know, it's the biggest question. Like, it doesn't feel like owning bonds is a smart idea, but everyone has that idea. Mm-hmm. And already the yield curve's flattening, not steepening with Trump. And bonds aren't selling off as much as we might have thought they would. And so there might be some volatility in the bond market short term. I don't see a lot of value in 30 years at 450.
Yeah.
I just don't. We're going to have to run inflation. And, you know, the commodity markets were telling me, Bitcoin's telling me that inflation is more likely than not.
Yeah.
And so the days of 0% inflation, I think, are over.
Yeah, they're done.
Now, where could I be wrong? You know, we get robots and AI that are so freaking out of this world that everything gets done at a lot cheaper price. That could, it literally could. And so you got to have an open mind. Like, AI is changing things so quickly, and it really hasn't started. That's the crazy part. All of this stuff is being built now.
Yeah.
And so what we really got to look at is AI in 5 years. And it might scare the living shit out of us.
You made it through all the starts and stops of your tech business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can count on a network of benefits to keep going, including access to over $1,000 in business and travel value annually. And thanks to 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you and your plugged-in engineers can get rewarded for working in the cloud. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Hey, order up.
Small Business Saturday is right around the corner. And so is that shop you've been meaning to check out. On November 30th, support your local community by shopping small on Small Business Saturday, founded by American Express.